this is personal because, you know, I didn't realize how long it was since I last flew anywhere because all my last vacations have been in the operating room.
Right. That's
just
true.
Just like you.
Yeah. It's a beautiful place.
Jill just took 10 days off and spent it in the hospital.
That was fun.
Are you okay now?
For now, yeah, I'm good.
For now?
She's like,
yeah.
Well, as long as you keep my heart rate low, Rick.
Good for now. It's one of those things that it could come back, but it's holding steady for now, so we're good for thumbs up.
Well, I went on my first vacation, and I don't know how many years was the one to Hawaii.
Right.
Like a vacation.
Yeah.
So I haven't flown anywhere in a while. So the last time I flew somewhere was, were you even on a show?
I don't think so.
No. Things have changed, dude.
Oh, yeah, it's different now.
What do you know?
I flew in November.
You flew somewhere?
Yeah, I fly usually like once a year.
Okay. They charge you for the first bag. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you get charged luggage.
For any bag.
It's $25. Is it $25?
I don't know.
Depends on the airline, too.
What do they want you to travel with? Just your underwear in your hand?
What they say they do is that the price comes off of the ticket, so your ticket's cheaper, but then
that's
you add
bull.
It back on.
That's a bunch of crap.
I know.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what they do, but at the same time, it's... That's why you get tricked into thinking, oh, it's a flight's only $150. I'll buy that. And then you don't realize this, you know, it's another $150 for your luggage.
Some flights charge you for your seat. It's like, so what if I don't pay for my seat? What do I stand in the aisle? They like you have to pay for your seat.
I am surprised the hassle, and nothing happened out of the ordinary except my wife wants to come on and tell you about the drone. But she will come on Friday, I think. But out of the ordinary, nothing really happened. And it was the biggest hassle I've had in a long time flying. Well, you know, I mean, I got felt up on the way there by some big burly man. I mean,
nice.
And he checked everything.
Yeah.
Hold
and then
still, Rick.
Then the lady TSA agent felt up my wife because I was carrying a drone, a little drone. I was carrying it. It's not like I was trying to hide it in the luggage.
Right.
You know, but because I had a drone, and the funny thing is, on the way back, nothing.
No.
Put it through the rubber thing, went through the belt, blam,
there
came out the other side, left. I was like, why is it different there? And here in Orlando, I got interrogated. Anyway, so now if you have a bag, like for instance, my bag was 51.8 pounds.
It was over 50 pounds, that's why.
They charged $100. Yep. We were late for the flight, so it wasn't like I could get out, you know, my wife wanted to get everything out and put something on and do this. She didn't do that. We didn't have time. We paid $100 because it was 2 pounds overweight.
They know that. They know you're late for the flight. They know you didn't get to the airport early enough, and they're taking advantage of that.
They take a whole. They charge you for a whole other bag if you're over 50 pounds.
Mm. So this lady, Natalie Wynn, a 30-year-old mom with 5 kids, was flying to the Canary Islands from England. Airport employee weighed her suitcase and found it was 8.8 pounds over.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Not wanting to shell out $85 for the overweight bag, she unzipped the suitcase and put the 8.81 pounds of clothing on herself.
Good for her.
Yes. 7 dresses, 2 pairs of shoes, 2 pairs of shorts, a skirt, and a cardigan. But how do you sit down?
I don't care.
To the Canary Islands. That must have been a long flight. She was probably sweating under all that.
She explained she had booked an all-inclusive vacation, hadn't brought much money with her. I didn't want to be using the little amount of money I had on bags, so I used it on, I want to use it on the kids. So she said, I'm not paying for it. I'll put every damn thing in that suitcase on me.
Good for her.
And she did. People around her were cheering and yelling at the TSA and then the people at the airline. And she definitely walked the, you know...
The little runway thing?
The runway right into the plane.
She walked her runway, girl.
More of a waddle, really.
with all the clothes on. That must have been something to go to the TSA thing, though.
All right, folks, we have a long line here. You, ma'am, I want your jacket in the bin. I want your hoodie underneath your jacket in the bin. I want your sweatshirt that's under your hoodie that's under your jacket in the bin. I also want your T-shirt that's under your sweatshirt that's under your hoodie that's under your jacket in the bin. I want your tank top that's under your T-shirt, that's under your sweatshirt, that's under your hoodie, that's under your jacket, in the bin. Come on, let's keep it moving. Move it along. Rick, Stacy.